Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma France of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. Have you ever eaten a mango before? I'm sure you have. Have you ever thought about how some people are like mangoes? Probably not. Well, today we'll learn a really great simile to help us understand different kinds of people in the world, just like there are different kinds of mangoes. Let's begin the day by going for refuge and taking the five precepts. Before we take the five precepts, we should think back about any precepts we may have broken since the last time we took them. It's good if we can tell our parents if we have, but even if we feel too shy to do that, we can still make the decision right now to not break those precepts again. So think for a moment if you've broken any precepts, and then we'll take them again together.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say it together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Meritorious children, today we are going to learn about mangoes. Mangoes, and we are comparing our life to mangoes. So in this sutta, you will understand to which type of mango you belong to. So Buddha preaches, dear bhikkhus, there are these four types of mangoes. What four? Now children, imagine the Buddha's realization. Try to understand the Buddha's realization. How much Buddha knows about the world. Buddha preaches, one is unripe but seems ripe. Second one is ripe but seems unripe. Third one is unripe and sees unripe. The fourth one is ripe and seems ripe. Now see children, when you go to shops, you might see your parents would bring you mangoes. And then you cut the mango and see, but then it's unripe. Can you eat? No, then you get angry. So it's not what you see you have inside. So it's not what you get as you see also from the external appearance. Second one is ripe but seems unripe. So actually it's ripened, but then it doesn't look like ripen. So then your parents might not buy those good ones. Then you won't get good ones. So there are mangoes. It looks unripe. It is unripe and it looks unripe. So that is good. Then you can recognize and abandon them. You can avoid buying them. The last one is, there are mangoes that are ripe, that are ripened, and seems ripened. So which one would you prefer? So when you know the mangoes which are ripened and seems to be ripe, then you can buy the good one. And when you know the unripened one as unripened, you cannot buy them. So the Buddha preaches, in the same way, these four people similar to mangoes are found in the world. What for? Now Buddha is explaining and comparing the humans to these four types of mangoes. Now you should understand and realize to which kind of mango you belong to. One is unripe but seems ripe. So again, the four types of mangoes. Then Buddha explains, how is a person unripe but seems ripe? It's when a person is impressive when going out and coming back. When looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, ball and robes, but they don't really understand the Four Noble Truths. That means if you take a monk, he could walk slowly. He could wear the robes very well. He would perform very slow actions and could be soft-spoken. But if it is a monk who does not know the Four Noble Truths, that's like a unripe mango but seems to be ripened. So there are kids. Recently we had some children came to the monastery. They offered dana very well. They looked very humble. Then we were amazed. We were shocked. Then when we asked the parents said, no, Bhante,
you should come home and see the way they behave. Even the school teachers don't believe that these children are misbehaving at home. Then only I understood that, oh, they are unripened but seems to be ripe. So, we can't understand a person from the external appearance and the impressions that we see and the actions. The Buddha preaches that it takes a long time to recognize a wise and a superior person. So don't be like an unripened mango that seems like ripened. So some children at school, at home, they are very good to their parents. But when they go to school, a different life. In front of the school teachers and in front of parents, they are very good. But with the friends, horrible. So don't show two lives for two different people. Why? That's where Buddha preaches, you know. Then when you show two different lives to the society, you pretend good for one people, then you show the reality for some people. Then what happens? Buddha preaches, when you deceive others, showing a good life without having a good life, that's where there are animals, there are creatures whose tongue is split. Whose tongue is split. The tongue will split if you show two characters to people. Don't do that, children. Then Buddha preaches, and how is a person ripe but seems unripe? It's when a person is not impressive. That means they are walking fast, then running around, screaming, then does not have very calm actions, does not wear the robe properly, but then internally have understood the Four Noble Truths. So in the same way, there could be a child who might not dress very well, who might not comb her hair very well, but then internally her mind or his mind is ripened with the Buddha's teachings. So don't judge people from their external actions. There was a monk during the Buddha's time. That monk called people as outcast. He called people Vasalaya. But then monks went and complained to the Buddha. See, this monk is calling the other monk saying Vasalaya. But then Buddha said that is a habit in a previous life. He has been a king. He has lived as a king in many previous lives. So that's the practice of his previous lives. So that's a way of his speaking, but he is an arahant. So don't judge people from the external appearance. Associate for a long time and then only you can understand. And only a wise person can understand whether another person is wise or foolish. So first of all, individually, we ourselves, we should become wise first of all, before we judge others whether they are wise or fools. Then Buddha preaches, and how is a person unripe and seems unripe? So that means he is a person who does not behave very well, no good external actions at all. And internally, the mind is polluted with lust, anger, and delusion, just have not understood the Four Noble Truths also. So they are the ones who are unripened and seems to be unripe. So we have to be very careful. Buddha said, Asevanacha balana, panditanancha sevana, panditanancha sevana, pujacha pujaniyana, etam mangala muttamam. Don't associate bad people. Panditanancha sevana. We had to associate wise people. So, when you come to Dhamma school, when you come on the Poe Day, you meet good friends, you meet good monks, you meet good uncles and aunties. So, that's why children, you know, recognizing good people and bad people is not an easy task. That's why we should dedicate our lives to understand these things So then don't become a mango like unripen and seems unripen. Then Buddha preaches, and how is a person ripe and seems ripe? So that's where a person who walks nicely, who wears the robe properly, who eats properly, who talks properly, who perform the bodily actions very well, calm postures, slowly walk, mindfully they walk, and internally their minds, they have understood the Four Noble Truths. So they are like the mangoes which are really ripened and seems to be ripened. So which one is good? The last one, where a person is ripe and seems to be ripened. So, dear children, let's learn these Buddha's teachings. Now see how Buddha explained things with similes. He took this simile and explained things. So first we can understand the nature of a mango. The ones that are ripened and unripened. Then we can compare that nature to our lives. So it's easy to understand the Buddha's teachings. That's why the Buddha's teachings are known as Svākhāta. Well taught. The Blessed One's teachings are well taught. It's good in the beginning, good in the middle, good in the end. So when you apply these teachings, you can see results in this life. Sandittiko. Akaliko, you can understand and realize this Dhamma in any time. Ehipasiko, we can invite others to come and see whether you have a life like a mango. We can invite others and tell, okay, compare your life to a mango and see. Then he will understand. Ehipasiko, openaiko, we have to see this Dhamma from ourselves. We can understand the nature of a mango and we can observe our mind and see whether we have a ripened mind or an unripened mind. Whether we have wholesome qualities or unwholesome qualities. Pacchattang vejatabbo vinyohiti. So, this people's wisdom, this Dhamma can be only understood according to the people's wisdom. So this is a wonderful Dhamma. This is a wonderful Dhamma where people can understand according to their wisdom and their capacity. So then there is no stress, children. So wonderful and amazing. Today you learn the Buddha's six qualities of the Dhamma and also the nature of a mango. So may you have the opportunity to develop your mind, to develop your life like a ripened mango and look like a ripened mango. And realize the Buddha's teachings in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.
Paritta chanting. Karaniya Metta Sutta. The Discourse on Loving Kindness. Turn to page 24 in your chanting book. If you don't have a copy of the Mahamewanawa chanting book, you can click on the show notes link to download a copy of this sutta. Today, we'll chant the sutta in Pali and English.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Karaniya matta kusalena yantam santam padam abhisamiccha sakko ujucha sujucha suvacho chassa mudu anatimani. One skilled in good, wishing to attain that state of peace, Nibbana, should act thus. He should be clever, upright, exceedingly upright, obedient, gentle, and humble, santus koch subharoch apkichoch sallahukavutti santindriyoch nipakoch apgabbo kulesu ananugiddo. He should be content, easy to support, with few duties, living lightly, controlled in senses, discerning, courteous and unattached to families. Nachakuddam samachare kinchi yena vinyo pare upavadeyum sukhino vake minohantu sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta. One should not do any slight wrong which the wise might censure. May all beings be happy and secure. May all beings have happy minds. Ye kechipana bhutati tasavatavaravanavasesa Digavaye mahantava majjimarasa kanukatula. Whatever living beings there may be, without exception, timid or fearless, long or large, medium, short, subtle or gross, ditta vayeva additta, yecha dure vasanti avidure, bhuta vasambhavesiva, sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta, visible or invisible, living near or far, born or coming to birth, may all beings have happy minds. Naparo parang nikubbeta jnati manyeta katta chinang kanchi vyarosana patighasanya jnanyamanyasa dukkhamichaya. Let no one deceive another, nor despise anyone anywhere, neither from anger nor ill will. Should anyone wish harm to another, mata yata niyang puttang ayusa eka putta manurakke evampi sabba bhutesu manasang bhavaye aparimanang. As a mother would risk her own life to protect her only child, even so towards all living beings, one should cultivate boundless loving kindness. Mettancha sabba lokasmin manasang bhavaye aparimanang. Uddang adocha tiriyancha asang badang averang asapattang. One should cultivate for all the world a heart of boundless loving kindness, above, below and all around, unobstructed, without hatred or resentment, tittang charang nisinova sayanova yavatassa vigatamiddo etang sating aditteya brahma metang viharang idamahu. Whether standing, walking or sitting, lying down or whenever awake, one should develop this mindfulness. This is called divinely dwelling here. Dittincha anupagamma silava dasanena sampanno kamesu vinayya gedam nahi jatu gabbaseyam punaretiti. Not falling into wrong views, but virtuous and possessing right view. Removing desire for sensual pleasures, one comes never again to birth in the womb. Etena sajjena suvatti hotu. By this truth, may they all be well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
I'm so happy we were able to spend time together today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Do you remember the kind of mango that we want to try and be? One that looks like it's ripe and is ripe. We want to be someone whose good qualities are completely developed inside of us. Now let's share merits. May all heavenly beings rejoice in the merits done here today. May our teacher, Lokasoya Hongsa, have a happy mind remembering these wholesome actions. May our parents, our teachers, our families, our friends, may they all have a happy mind thinking about the good karma that we've done. May they rejoice in this merit, and may they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.